Ta-dum. Ba-dum.
Wow. All right. All night. Uh-oh, every night.
Curse you, Steve Perry, for being able to sing like an angel. So, Darren, it looks like the Rockies are going to lose tonight. They're down 14-4 in the eighth inning.
I'm still rooting for that 14-6.
Or top of the ninth, sorry, top of the ninth. So it looks like they're not going to pull this one out. You know what you do when the Rockies lose?
What?
Get your spirits back up.
What?
You should go to Juicy Burgers and Dogs.
Oh, you should.
Absolutely. Nothing repairs a broken heart like great food.
She took my dog and broke up with me, but fried jalapenos.
Yes. Nothing but good food is at Juicy Burgers and Dogs. I'm just murdering this live read here. Just killing it.
Oh, you're doing great. Just keep going.
If you haven't been there, please make a trip up. Their brand new store is right at I-25 and Thornton Parkway.
You go right on Thornton Parkway, left on
Grant.
And it's right there. Right there. Then go right into the parking lot.
9470 Grant Street in Thornton. Brand new store. You might even see their brand new food truck parked out in front. It is, without a doubt, the state's best hamburgers and best hot dogs you will find, hands down. They also make, as I said, they make those jalapenos, fried jalapenos that cut fresh daily. Fresh, handmade onion rings, battered with their own special batter. They have tater tots. Everybody loves the taters.
I love the taters,
right?
Too.
You do love the taters. Handcrafted malts and shakes. I had a malt for the first time in my life.
Oh.
And loved it. If you are a service professional, so if you've been in the military, if you're a retired vet, if you're a firefighter, a first responder, you get 20% off all of your food and meals at Juicy Burgers and Dogs. Also, if you go up there and you mention the Darren Copeland Experience for Mile High Sports Radio, you will also get, I think it's $2 off your meal.
Yes.
So you get $2 off your next meal if you mention us. If you don't want to leave your house because it's hot outside and you're watching the Rockies, just call them up on Uber Eats. They'll deliver the food right to your front door. Find them on the website.
Tomorrow's a day game.
Right? So if you're going to be home, you don't want to go outside, just call Uber Eats.
You think they'll deliver one to me at Coors Field tomorrow?
I'll bet they might. You might have to go get it from them.
Oh, that's fine. I got to pass.
Okay. So they have a food truck, as I mentioned. Their food truck goes all over the place. Find it on www.juicyburgersanddogs.com, and that'll tell you where they're going to be, what upcoming events they have. They've got a big thing planned, I think, for 4th of July, and they're going to be putting a video out very soon. So just know that whenever you're down, whenever you're hungry, just remind yourself, I love Juicy.
We got the juice.
First time I heard this, I thought it said we got the Jews, which I know is not right. I'm like, we got the Jews? Oh, we got the juice. Got it. I mishear things sometimes.
Yes. Yes, you do.
Gets me in trouble.
In that case.
Gets me in trouble.
Speaking of juice.
It's not Chance the Nazi. It's Chance the Rapper.
Chance the Rapper.
Well, speaking of juice, O.J. Simpson's coming up for parole.
Yes, I saw that.
I don't think he'll get it.
See, I do. I think he will.
Well, he's been a model prisoner. He hasn't killed anybody.
They said that he has been doing, he's been there for 10 years?
Something like that.
And he has not caused any problems, that he likely will get a parole.
And knew he was going to be out there? Ron Goldman. I mean, not Ron Goldman, but his dad. That guy.
Yeah, but they're not getting anything out of him. He's got nothing left. I mean, OJ has nothing left.
Got a Heisman Trophy.
I think he sold it.
He might have sold it. He's got memories.
Yes.
He's got 2,000 yards.
You know,
do you realize it would be like as if LeBron James 10 years from now murdered his wife and got away with it?
He might. LeBron James could.
Well, he might. You can only hope, man. Stop salivating.
See, I told you people.
I told you people. This is why you should never have been let in the NBA.
I don't know. It sounds so old when I see this. Kids today
don't
people
understand.
Of this generation have. very little concept of how big O.J. Simpson was.
He was the first one to rush for 2,000 yards, man. 2,000 yards.
2,000 yards, which at the time was, and by the way, he did it in 14 games.
Yeah, and you know what? 2,000 yards in 14 games makes you a good person.
It makes him a great player. But, I mean, he was in movies.
He was.
I just was watching the other day. I was watching Towering Inferno. And his acting was terrible, but he was in that movie. I'm like, oh, that's O.J. Simpson. Wow. He was a star.
Isn't he in, like, the Naked Gun series?
He was in the Naked Gun movies. Absolutely. He played the guy that was always getting hurt.
Yes.
He was a star. He was the, all those car commercials, and he was the biggest name athlete in the world at one point. Bigger probably than Muhammad Ali. At least in America. Maybe not worldwide.
Yeah, I'd say in the United States.
In the United States, he was clearly more beloved than Muhammad Ali.
O.J. Simpson was not going to Africa and having people all chant his name.
No. And in fact...
O.J. Simpson, kumbaya. O.J. Simpson, kumbaya.
What's funny is when Muhammad Ali called that press conference and he had all the other black athletes that were there, you had Lew Alcindor.
Yep.
You had
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Lew Alcindor / Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. He hadn't changed his name yet at the time.
Oh, okay.
So you had Lew Alcindor, Jim Brown.
Yes.
Muhammad Ali.
Yep.
And Jackie Robinson?
Maybe.
There was another black
athlete. Willie Mays.
Notice who was absent from that. O.J. Simpson.
Well, you know.
And O.J. Simpson was a star at the time.
Yeah, but he really was more like, he wasn't, I don't believe that he really felt racism like other people felt racism.
Have you seen all the movies and stuff that have come out?
I saw the first half of the O.J. Simpson thing. It's been like a month because I have to like prepare myself to watch the other 3.5 hours of this. However, you know, he was one of the guys who sort of transcended race in the 60s and 70s. So he didn't have the same problems that a lot of other people did.
You listen to Marsha, and I forget what her last
Clark.
Name was. Marsha Clark was saying.
That's a tough one.
When they went in to his house.
Yes.
There was not a single photograph of him with another African-American. Not a single one. So, of course, his lawyer. Johnny Cochran goes in.
Kim Kardashian. I mean.
Johnny Cochran goes in, and they replace all of the pictures and photos in his house with pictures of black people, famous black people. And they put up African art on the walls, and they staged that house. So when the jurors went through, they're like, oh, this is a black man. He's like, otherwise, you would not have known that an African-American lived in that house. O.J. Simpson, I honestly believe he didn't think he was black.
Well,
because he didn't experience the same kind of racism that a lot of other African-Americans did at the time.
Well, you know, sort of the same thing, and in some ways, you can look back at, like, Jack Johnson at the turn of the century, where he was the world champion boxer, and he just didn't, I mean, basically because he scared the bejesus out of everybody, you know, he was treated, you know, equally. You know, everyone
to
wanted
a point.
To be, well, see, everyone wanted to be, this is where sport sort of overcomes race in some ways, is that everybody wanted to be friends with O.J. Simpson because of what he did on the field, and no one really understood, you know, that's all the kind of the weird. I mean, you have to get yourself into a weird spot in order to be that, where O.J. Simpson was.
I absolutely. If you want to see a good movie about race in the early part of the 20th century, watch the movie Race, which is about the Olympian in 1930. God.
Wilma Rudolph.
Him. No, the guy, the black guy who went and won
in
all
Munich?
Of those. Who?
Jesse Owens.
Who'd you say, Alex?
Munich, and no, it's not Munich. Jesse Owens.
Yeah, so Jesse Owens. So
it was in
Munich.
Germany, though, right?
It was in Germany.
Yeah, Berlin.
It was a great movie.
Yeah, Munich was a little worse.
Yeah. It was a great movie, though, but at the end, he wins all these, and everyone loves him. He still has to go through the black entrance to get into his own ceremony. Because that's just how life was in the United States. It's a great movie.
I'm glad I don't live back then.
Me too. But hopefully it's getting better now.
Yay, better.
We'll see you tomorrow night, folks. Stay tuned for the Homegrown Sports Show.
It's Darren Copeland. weeknights 8 to 10, only on Mile High Sports.
To my Costello, and you are the fruits of my loom. Red Solo Cup, you're more than just plastic. You're more than amazing. You're more than fantastic.